back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. A new venue for performers who need studio space to rehearse and produce stage shows being developed in Chesterfield, but there is much more planned. Joining us now, Trey Kerr, CEO of Gateway Studios and Production Services. Good morning. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks, Megan. Thanks, Tom.
So for listeners who may not be familiar with what you are doing in Chesterfield right now, tell us more about your vision.
So, yeah, we're trying to put music back on the map in this area. And, you know, it's got such a huge, rich DNA and past here in St. Louis and in the state of Missouri. And we are working to not only do we do production services where we provide rigging, audio, video, lighting, labor, our roadies. For major touring acts, live event productions, sporting events, those types of things nationally. We're also building much-needed rehearsal space out in Chesterfield Valley area with a 340,000-square-foot facility that's set up to bring in large touring acts like Taylor Swift, for example, where they can come in. These shows have become so complicated and so much technical things going on with them that they need weeks, if not months, worth of tech prep, building, rehearsing, all of those things before they go out on the road and they do the tours. So much of what these artists do is for them to make money is about touring now. And with that, if you're paying a lot of money to go see Taylor Swift or whoever your favorite artist is, Tom Fish.
That's right.
You want to make sure that first show is just as good as the last show and in between. So
there's no doubt about that. I wanted to ask about the structure itself because it is massive. Take us inside the walls. What's going on in there? What will these bands, these artists see once it is completed?
So really it's set up as a black box with a massive rigging capability structure, steel structure inside that can essentially represent any venue that you can think of in the United States world. So our largest room is the size of an NFL football field without the end zones. It's 300 by 175 feet with 80 feet to the grid. And that grid's set up in five bays to hold 2 million pounds total weight across the entire grid. So you could essentially hang a jumbo jet in there if you wanted to. So anything that these artists can come up and dream up in terms of their shows, we can give them the space for them to tech rehearse, build those shows out. So
what other amenities do you need for those artists to be able to stay long term?
So, you know, one of the reasons we picked Chesterfield Valley when we were working on that side of our business in this project was just the vast infrastructure that's out in the valley and coming up. So there's plenty of hotels. There's obviously the private airport right across the street, which is great for artists. There's entertainment. There's restaurants. There's Topgolf. Our friends across the street, the Factory, the new music venue down in the valley, which if you haven't been to is awesome. We also have our other friends in St. Louis, like the Pageant and Riverport and some of those other venues, but I don't want to leave anybody out. But, you know, the valley's got all of this infrastructure where everything you need is down there. In terms of what we have on our property and what we're doing, obviously we're looking to provide catering for our artists. We're looking to give them green space areas where they can get out of those black boxes and have areas and a place to relax. You know, we're really driven to give our clients the best possible experience that they can have and the amenities that they would want to have. So
what did the bands do before this? So let's say Fish, for example.
Sure.
Chaffetz Arena has become a great music venue, and I had such a good time there. I'm still thinking about the St. Louis Tweezer, which will be legendary. But what did they do before? Did they just go to Chaffetz and do all of this there, get there as early as possible? Did they sit in their hotel suite? I mean, what do they do?
So, as I said earlier, so much of the industry is now driven by concert ticket sales and the amount of effort and energy that goes into these shows. So instead of just going and playing and needing a different arena, you could go find an arena out in, say, a C-level college town and rent it for a week or so or a couple of days and just try to get in there and work on whatever you need to work on and then get out on the road and then you work up through the markets. You can't do warm-ups anymore. You have to put on the best performance that you can. The amount of money that goes into these tours and the amount of money it takes to put on a show these days, it's got to be right. It's got to be, especially with the internet and everything these days. If you play a bad show, you're going to hear about it, and people want their money back or whatever it is. Every show's got to be at that 100% level, and they need the time and they need the space to do that. And there's not a lot of venues out there that have availability to go in and book out for 2 months straight or whatever you're needing. It's just not there. So the need for these spaces in our industry continue to grow and they continue to be built. So
maybe that explains my next question, which would be, what's the appeal of this location and the Midwest in general for these acts?
So, St. Louis is central. It's always been part of what we have here. Being able to, if so much of what our industry does in the music industry and live event industry is logistics and what you're able to do. So if you draw a 10-hour circle around the city of St. Louis from a logistical standpoint, where trucks can go, where buses can go without having to take breaks and those types of things, it's about as central as you can get. You can get to pretty much any major market, whether it's, I think Denver's right at the edge of that, and then up to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Nashville, Atlanta, Memphis, whatever it is, you can go around in the circle. And, that gives us a really good kickoff point. So if an artist comes in and they've routed a tour, because all of these tours are routed in certain ways, and that's a huge logistical undertaking, to be able to have the space, go there, rehearse, and not necessarily need to, whether you're starting in Nashville or whether you're starting in Chicago or whether we hope St. Louis, it allows you to be able to essentially use this space, be here locally, and then get to where you need to be that next day so you can start your tour and do those types of things.
And I would think that it's also attractive for fans, with St. Louis being the largest city within miles, that if you're in a smaller town, that this is a destination for you, kind of like the Cardinals model for many years. You know how we always say that on the weekends when the Cardinals play, about 40% of the crowd's from out of town. Trey, when concerts happen in St. Louis, what would you estimate the percentage of fans are coming in from out of town?
Ah, that's a great question. I
think about that a lot.
Maybe
varies by artist.
I think it varies by artist, but I think it also varies by weekend versus weekday. Mm-hmm. St. Louis used to be an A market. We've kind of fallen off from that. I think with Live Nation and AEG being the big promoters, and they've bought out the little promoters and those types of things, it's really become a regionalized industry to where when routing's happening and those types of things, a Live Nation, for example, may look at, okay, I've got to come through this area. Do I play St. Louis? Do I play Kansas City? Do I play Chicago? Do I play Nashville? And some of those other bigger markets have pulled away from that. We're really committed and trying to bring what we can back here. If the artists have an incentive and a and a reason to be here, they're going to bring shows. And hopefully those are bigger and better shows. And hopefully those are weekend shows versus weekday shows. And, you know, the more the merrier. So,
well, Trey, thank you so much. Appreciate the update.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Trey Kerr. He is CEO of Gateway Studios in Chesterfield.